deceit. That was the way of darkness. Deceit. Endless deceit. No point talking anymore. There was only one choice left. They would hate him if they caught him. They would brand him traitor. But there was no other answer. He had to pray for courage and a clear head. The Shadow Masters were masters of deceit themselves. They would use him if they could. But if he played the game carefully, he could serve Taglios better than any dozen armies. He started trying to cut the conversation short. As brother and sister were leaving, the prince said,
"Smoke, I meant to ask, why would she put a bounty on bats all of a sudden?"
"A what?"
"The Shadar Singh mentioned it. He heard it on his way here. She put out word that any children who wanted could pick up a few coppers by bringing her dead bats. Every poor family in town will start hunting them, and the treasury will have to pay for them. Why?"
"I have no idea,"
Smoke lied. His heart was in his throat. She knew. That business about reporting strangers, it wasn't a propaganda ploy. She knew.
"A few exotic spells use bat parts powdered. Fur, claws, livers. But they're the kind that make your neighbor's cattle sterile or his hens stop laying. Nothing of use to her."
But live bats were useful to the Shadow Masters. He barely waited till the prince and his sister turned a corner down the hall. Then he headed for the world outside, before there were no bats left to find him. Chapter 33 Croker sat on a rock in the wood, leaning against a tree, twisting an animal figure. He finished it and tossed it at a stump. Crows watched. He paid them no heed. He was thinking about Soul Catcher. She was not great company. She had spent ages turned inward. She could be amiable and animated for brief periods, but did not know how to keep it up. Neither did he. Sometimes it seemed they were moving in parallel rather than together. But she would not let him go just because they weren't soulmates. She had uses for him. She had been bustling around the temple all day. He did not know why. He felt no urge to find out. He was depressed. He came to this spot when his mood was at low ebb. The imp frog face materialized.
"Why the long face, Cap?"
"Why not?"
"You got me there."
"What's happening in Deja Gore?"
"Got me there, too. I've been busy."
"Doing what?"
"Can't say."
The imp aped his morose stance.
"Last time I was there, your boys was doing fine. Maybe fussing and feuding a little more than before. Old One-Eye and his sidekick don't get along with that Mogaba, not even a little. They've been talking about doing a fade and letting him go to hell his own way."
"He'd get wiped out if they did."
"He don't appreciate them enough, that's sure."
"She says we're going down there."
"Well, then you can look for yourself."
"I don't think that's what she's got in mind. She call you in?"
"Came to report. Interesting things happening. You could ask. She might tell you."
"What's she doing?"
"Fixing the place up so it don't look like somebody's been living there. That festival thing is coming up. Them weirdos will be getting here real soon."
Croker doubted he would get a straight answer, but he asked anyway.
"How's Lady?"
"Fine. Keeps on, she'll be running the whole show in 6 months. Got every poobah in Taglios so confused she's doing any damn thing she pleases."
"She's in Taglios?"
He hadn't known that. Catcher hadn't told him. He hadn't asked.